My audiobooks.ai presents The Waterfront Land Grab. Why Blackstone is paying $1.5 billion for America's boat dealers. On Sunday, August 9, 2026, MarineMax, the largest recreational boat dealer in the United States, filed a current report on Form 8K with the Securities and Exchange Commission, announcing a definitive agreement and plan of merger with affiliates of Safe Harbor Marinas, the marina empire assembled inside Blackstone Infrastructure. Under the terms, MarineMax shareholders will receive $53 per share in cash, valuing the company at roughly $1.5 billion, including debt, and the nation's biggest boat retailer will leave the public market entirely.
The deal pairs the country's largest marina owner with its largest boat seller in a single private company, and it landed on a Sunday night with a joint press release Monday morning, the classic signature of a transaction negotiated to conclusion over a weekend to catch the market before the open. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create your own audiobooks from prompts, turn your documents into audio, all with one subscription, and store your items in your own personal library.
During our research into the primary 8K filing, the marina consolidation wave, and Blackstone's infrastructure strategy, we found a story about why waterfront land has become one of the most contested real estate classes in America, how a century-old boat dealership became a logistics and storage business wearing a retail costume, and what happens when the largest alternative asset manager on Earth decides the marine economy belongs in private hands. Section 1. The anatomy of the $53 offer. To understand the deal, start with what MarineMax actually is. The company was built over three decades by rolling up independent boat dealerships across the country, the local showroom where a family buys a fishing boat or a cruiser, into a national chain selling everything from entry-level runabouts to 100-foot yachts under names like Sea Ray, Boston Whaler, and Azimut. It sells new and used boats, runs marinas, offers financing and insurance, services engines, and stores boats for owners who never trailer them. For years, public investors treated MarineMax as a cyclical consumer retailer, a stock that soared when Americans had stimulus money and cheap financing, and cratered when rates rose and discretionary spending tightened. The stock spent most of the past 2 years trading well below its pandemic-era highs, which is precisely what made it buyable. At $53 a share, Blackstone is paying a premium to the recent trading price, but it is buying the company near the bottom of its cycle, rather than the top. The consolidation history matters here, because MarineMax is itself the product of a 30-year roll-up. Recreational boat dealing was, for most of the 20th century, a mom-and-pop trade, a local dealer with a dock, a showroom, and a relationship with the town's boaters. MarineMax spent three decades buying those dealers, one at a time, stitching them into a national footprint with centralized financing, inventory management, and brand relationships that no independent could match. The result is a company that is less a store than a distribution system, the dominant channel through which major boat manufacturers reach the American buyer, and the largest single purchaser many of those manufacturers have. That scale is why a control buyer wants it. You are not buying a retailer. You are buying the toll position between the factory and the water. There is a structural reason that toll position endures, and it is the dealer law moat. In most of the United States, marine manufacturers sell through franchised dealer territories with legal protections that make the dealership relationship hard to dislodge. That means the buyer of the boat does not really choose where to buy it. The territory decides, and the owner of the largest dealer network holds a geographically locked channel to the customer. Layer on the financing desks, the insurance products, and the trade-in machine that feeds a used boat inventory cycle, and the dealer becomes the recurring point of contact for the boat's entire economic life. Blackstone is not acquiring a chain of showrooms. It is acquiring the only scaled gateway between the marine industry and the American boater.
with legal territory protections that keep that gateway from being routed around. The buyer side is where the story sharpens. Safe Harbor Marinas is not a boat company. It is the largest owner of marina real estate in the country, more than 140 harbors, slips, and waterfront properties assembled through Blackstone Infrastructure's multi-year acquisition campaign. Blackstone bought the docks. Now it is buying the boats. The cycle that made the target cheap is worth understanding because it is the reason the deal exists at all. During the pandemic, recreational boating exploded. Americans flush with savings and cut off from travel bought boats at a record pace, and MarineMax's sales and stock price surged with them. Then the rate cycle turned. Financing a boat that once cost a few hundred dollars a month suddenly cost far more. Discretionary demand cooled, and the same leverage that amplified the boom amplified the bust. Boatmakers and dealers watched orders normalize and inventories rebuild, and the market repriced MarineMax from a growth stock back to a cyclical. That repricing is the entire opening. A long-duration infrastructure buyer does not see a boat dealer in a slump. It sees a real estate and annuity platform being valued by the public market as if the only thing that matters is next quarter's unit sales. The gap between those two valuations is the profit in the trade. Section 2. Why marinas became infrastructure. To grasp why the world's largest alternative asset manager spent years quietly buying marinas, you have to see waterfront land the way an infrastructure investor sees it: as irreplaceable, supply-capped, monopoly-priced real estate with recurring revenue attached. You cannot build a new marina in most American coastal cities. Environmental permitting, coastal zone restrictions, and community opposition have frozen the supply of quality slips for decades, while the population of boat owners keeps growing. A marina in Fort Lauderdale, or Annapolis, or Newport Beach is, functionally, a private toll road on the water, the only place to park a 40-foot boat within 50 miles, charging whatever the market will bear, with waiting lists measured in years. That is the classic infrastructure profile: high barriers to entry, inelastic demand, pricing power, and long-duration cash flows. It is the same logic Blackstone applied to cell towers, data centers, and logistics warehouses. The marina was simply the last unconsolidated waterfront asset class, and Blackstone spent the past several years buying it up, harbor by harbor, mostly below the radar of the financial press. The numbers behind the land grab explain the conviction. A well-located marina converts waterfront into layered revenue. The slip fee itself, the fuel dock, the service yard, winter storage, and the multiplier effect of a boater who spends money every single time they visit. Unlike an apartment building or an office tower, a marina has no tenant improvements, no leasing commissions, and no vacancy cycle in a supply-constrained harbor. The waitlist fills the slip the day it opens. And unlike a hotel, the customer is physically tethered. Moving a boat to a cheaper marina means an hour of fuel, a transit, and a new home harbor. The friction keeps churn near zero. Infrastructure investors have a name for this profile: essential, non-replicatable, demand-anchored. And they will pay up for it in almost any macro environment. What the marina platform lacked was the demand side of the equation. Owning the slips is lucrative. Owning the business that fills the slips is better. MarineMax brings the sales funnel, the service bays, the financing arm, and the storage contracts that decide where hundreds of thousands of boats live. Merge the two, and Blackstone owns both the waterfront real estate and the customer pipeline feeding it, the marine equivalent of owning both the airport and the airline. Section 3. The retailer that wasn't. Here is the analytical term the headline number obscures. MarineMax trades and is covered as a retailer, but its economics have quietly migrated toward recurring service-based revenue. Boat sales are cyclical and low margin. Storage, dockage, service, and winterization are not. A boat owner who buys a $300,000 cruiser does not disappear after the sale. They pay every month, every season, for a decade to keep it berthed, serviced, insured, and maintained. The merger filing structure, with the Safe Harbor Marina platform as the surviving ecosystem, makes clear which half of that economics Blackstone values most.
The ownership math is worth spelling out because it is the whole story. A 35-foot boat on a premium coastal slip runs several hundred dollars a month in dockage alone before a single engine hour. Add winter storage, bottom paint, routine service, insurance, and the occasional repair, and the annual carrying cost of a mid-sized boat routinely runs into five figures every year, regardless of how often it leaves the dock. Boat dealers figured out long ago that the real money is not in the transaction, but in the decade of relationship that follows it. What Blackstone is assembling is the infrastructure to capture that entire decade: the sale, the slip, the service, the storage, and the next sale when the owner trades up.
The pandemic boat boom created a surge of first-time owners, many of whom discovered that the purchase price is the smallest part of boat ownership. The ongoing costs, slip fees, haulouts, engine service, shrink wrapping, insurance, are the annuity. Blackstone is not buying the showroom. It is buying the annuity, and the showroom comes free. This content is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial or investment advice. Section 4, the original angle, taking the cycle private.
Setting the deal against the broader pattern of 2026 take privates reveals the deeper logic. Public markets punish cyclical consumer businesses with low multiples at the bottom of the cycle, which is exactly when a long horizon infrastructure fund wants to own them. Blackstone Infrastructure raises money with 15 to 20 year fund lives. It does not care about next quarter's boat sales comp. It cares about the 30-year trajectory of waterfront scarcity and recreational demand.
There is also a timing tell. The deal closes against a backdrop of falling interest rates and a softening recreational boating market that has depressed MarineMax's earnings and multiples simultaneously. The board's decision to sell now, at $53, rather than wait out the cycle, reads as an admission that the public market will not pay for the long-duration value Blackstone sees in the real estate and the recurring revenue base. When a cyclical company's own directors conclude the discount is permanent, the infrastructure buyer writes the check. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can listen to this story and thousands of others that explore the hidden science and mechanics behind the headlines.
Section 5. What to look for next.
The first signal is integration. Whether the combined platform begins steering MarineMax's enormous customer base towards safe harbor slips and storage, converting a retail relationship into a capturable, recurring harbor relationship at scale. That is the synergy thesis, and its pace will show whether the deal was about real estate or about distribution. The second is pricing behavior at the marinas themselves. Consolidation on this scale gives the owner the ability to raise slip and service rates across entire coastal markets at once. And watch for marina fee increases in the season following close, because the first rate letters to boat owners will confirm whether the thesis was harvesting an annuity or building one. The third is the next acquisition. A combined boat sales and marina platform still lacks the manufacturing layer, and a move into boat brands or engine distribution would complete the vertical stack. If Blackstone starts buying the companies that build the boats, the marine economy's entire chain from factory to fuel dock sits inside one balance sheet. The fourth is regulatory and community reaction. Marina consolidation invites local scrutiny over access and pricing in ways that retail mergers do not. And the first sign of municipal pushback will arrive through harbor commissions and coastal commissions, rather than Washington.
The fifth is the go shop. The merger agreement includes a solicitation window, and any competing bidder emerging in that period reprices the entire marine services sector overnight, because a second offer would confirm that the market had systematically undervalued the waterfront annuity. Each of these determines whether this deal is remembered as a shrewd real estate play or the beginning of a monopoly over American waterfront recreation. Section 6. The broader pattern and open question. The broad pattern is the migration of everyday leisure infrastructure into permanent private ownership. First, it was logistics warehouses, then data centers, then cell towers, then single-family rental homes. Now it is the harbor where the weekend boat sits. Each wave takes a fragmented, locally owned asset class with inelastic demand and converts it into an institutional yield product. And each wave raises the same question about who gets priced out when the toll road buys the destination. There's a second pattern, and it is about cycles and patience. Public companies are forced to sell low because their owners demand quarterly results. Private infrastructure capital buys low precisely because it can wait. The $53 Marine Max offer is less a bet on boats than a demonstration that in 2026, the scarcest asset in the economy is not land or labor or capital. It is the willingness to hold something for 20 years. Which leaves the open question. When the same private company owns the marina, the boat dealer, the service bay, and the storage contract, what is left for the boater to shop for? And how long before the price of a day on the water is set by a spreadsheet in a New York fund office, rather than by the tide? The merger agreement is signed. The harbors are acquired. The waterfront is going private, one slip at a time. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create fiction, nonfiction, and turn your documents into audio, all stored in one place with a single subscription. Plus, get instant access to thousands of audiobooks and deep dive investigations. Learn more today at myaudiobooks.ai. This concludes the audiobook narration. Thank you for listening.